USA Radio News.
Today, Gina Haspel was sworn in as the next director of the CIA. Now, she became the first woman to hold this position ever. President Trump was in attendance, as was Vice President Pence. After the swearing-in ceremony, Haspel had a chance to address the audience.
I would be remiss if I did not also note the tremendous pride I take in being the first woman to serve as director. I would not be standing before you today if not for the remarkable courage and dedication displayed by generations of OSS and agency women.
The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 today that employers can prohibit their workers from banding together to dispute their pay and conditions in the workplace. Workers will also have to use individual arbitration, not the courts, to resolve disputes. Now, this outcome does not affect labor unions. And the national average for a gallon of gasoline is just under $3 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
China came out today and praised the United States for putting on hold a trade war with them over the importing and exporting of goods. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is heading to China to discuss trade once again this week. It sounds like the framework of a deal has been reached between the United States and China, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares some of those details with us.
What we agreed was a framework for going forward that had a number of elements to it. It had some specific thoughts on specific products, which we'll be trying to flush out, and it covered lots of other things, the intellectual property, forced technology transfers, a whole gamut of things, but it's not a definitive agreement, it's a framework.
The numbers are in, and a lot of people got up early Saturday morning to watch the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. 29.2 million of you, in fact, tuned in across 15 networks. NBC and Fox News won the ratings battle. Worth noting, NBC sent 10 people over to cover the wedding.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
If it's up to the Illinois Senate, medical marijuana use will now be allowed at schools. The Senate passed a measure 50-2, which allows students with a medical marijuana card to consume medical marijuana at school. Now, the governor does have 60 days to act on this bill. Jeffrey Hunt, though, he's a public policy vice president at Colorado Christian University. He's not a big fan of this idea.
The FDA has clearly said that marijuana is detrimental for children to take. It said this for two reasons. One is that the current science shows that children who take marijuana have long-term detrimental effects when it comes to brain development. And secondly, much of this marijuana that's being prescribed by doctors is not FDA approved. Therefore, we have no idea what the side effects are to it. We have no idea what the long-term effects are, and we have no idea what happens when you combine marijuana with other medication.
Ava Pence has a child who does have a medical marijuana prescription.
So first of all, I think that we should reframe what's happening here. These aren't children bringing marijuana to school. This is a product that's being brought to school by a responsible adult and being left in the school health room where it is secured. It's a step in the right direction because this is medicine and it should be treated as such. And if it is allowing these children equal access to an education, it's absolutely necessary.
No word as of yet from the Republican governor on whether he will sign this bill or not. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.